Hi! Wow, I haven't seen you around in a while. Yeah, I heard you arrived home last week. I saw it on your sister's Instagram post. Yeah, she and I still follow each other. Also, do you mind if we talk and have some coffee? My treat. It's also been forever since we last had coffee together, so would you be okay to chat and catch up for a bit? Great! Okay, come on. There's a cute and small cafe that just opened up. It's like a 2-minute walk from here. Yeah, it's not that far. So, how have you been? Like, what's new? I'm sure that there's a lot of new things about you. I mean, come on, it's been like, what, 5 years since you left? Also, wow, time flies fast. You've changed a lot. And I mean that in a good way, of course. Really? That's so nice to hear. I'm happy to see you doing great and thriving. Plus, you also look really great, and everyone's missed you a lot. Although, we honestly thought you wouldn't be back for a few more years. Well, communication hasn't been stable, especially in your work. I figured that you'd be busy most of the time. Anyway, what about you? You got any questions for me? I'd be happy to answer them all since we have a lot of catching up to do. Yep. I still come over for Christmas. You know I can't resist your mom. Did they not tell you? Oh, I hope you don't mind. It's just that I've known them since forever, and I'm already used to coming over for Christmas and. Really? You don't mind at all? Okay, well, let me know if it bothers you, okay? I don't want to unknowingly make you uncomfortable. You might find it weird, you know? Your ex joining your family's Christmas celebration. You won't stay for Christmas? I see. May I ask why? Ah, of course. Duty calls. I understand. Your mom would be sad though, and your sisters. They miss you dearly. I know you hate leaving. It's fine. I'm sure they'll understand. Oh, by the way, here's my parents' gift for you. They told me to give it to you when we see each other. Oh, well, I don't know. I was just carrying it around in my backpack. You know, old habits die hard. Yeah, go ahead and open it. I know, right? Me too. I'm glad they still remember it, 'cause honestly, I didn't think they paid that much attention to us before until Mom brought it up one time over dinner. Yeah, she said she misses when we would sit by the backyard and make silly sketches together. She still has some of our best works framed up in the house. Yeah, I know. Mom can be a little silly. The sketchpad was actually Dad's idea. Yeah, he thought that it might be sweet to gift you that sketchpad so you can make more sketches of your surroundings when you go back to Germany. Yeah, both Mom and him adore your sketches. Okay, that is a little rude, but you know what? I actually agree with you. You know, between the two of us, you make better drawings, so I'm not surprised that my parents actually adore your sketches more. How are my parents? Well, they're doing fine. Thanks for asking. They miss you, though. Even Maddie and Lily misses you. They're all quite grown up now. But hey, Now you're here. You can visit them whenever you want. You're here, even though it's only for the meantime. Oh, I'm okay, really. Anyway, how about you? How's life in Germany? What's it like? Oh, I bet it is. I'm glad you're enjoying your life there. That's all I ever want for you, to be happy. And it makes me happy to know that you're getting everything you want. Me? Oh, well, to be honest, there's nothing much to know about me. Yeah, but, well, maybe except I volunteer at the orphanage. Yeah, they built it a few months after you left town. Honestly, there's a lot of things that have changed since you left. Yeah, some things, though, have stayed the same. What? No, nothing. I didn't see anything. Well, I'm just saying that some things never change, you know? Like that park a while ago. It's still the same. Yeah? Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes your sister, Carolyn, would bring Maddie and Lily there and they would play. I know, me too. I didn't expect them to grow so close together, but I guess that's how it really is like. You know, living in a small town, everyone knows each other, we basically all grew up together. What? Dating? Please, I don't have time for dating. Heck, I don't even have that much free time since I'm always at the orphanage when I'm not working. I teach literature and some arts. Just at the elementary school we went to. You know how much I love kids. They're my number one source of joy. Do I want kids? Well, sure I do, but not now. You know I still have Maddie and Lily to look after. I can worry about having children of my own when they can stand on their own feet. Nothing, I didn't mean anything by that. What face? No, I don't. I'm not blushing. It's nothing. Yes, I told you. I am single. Always have been. Nah, it's just that no one has ever caught my interest, I guess. Or maybe I'm just still shutting myself in? I don't know. I haven't thought much about it. I wouldn't be surprised to know if you're already married. Knowing you... Nothing, I'm kidding. Oh, you're single? Really? I don't believe it. So you're saying that you've always been single? Like, ever since? Oh, I see. Nothing. It's just that I thought you'd be married by now. You did say you wanted to get married a few years after college. Of course, I still remember that. I still remember everything about you. Well, I remember the old you. Yeah, you've changed a lot. It's like the person I'm speaking now with isn't really you, if that makes sense. Can I ask you something? Yeah, this has been bothering me for a while. And I was hoping that we could talk about it. What happened to us? I mean, what went wrong? all I know is that we fought after college graduation because you never told me that you already applied for Germany. And then the next thing I know is that you already left. I didn't even get to say goodbye. Yeah, I was so mad, heartbroken. No, I've forgiven you. I'm actually happy to see you. Of course. You know, a year after you left, I realized how immature I was back then. I never considered the things you want. I just went ahead and made plans for us, without thinking about what you wanted. Yeah. I realized that I never bothered to ask you what your plans were. I just assumed that we had the same plans since we've been together forever. I'm sorry. No, actually, let me apologize. I never apologized for what happened. I know you understand how upset I was, but I've had realizations and I wanted to apologize. I've been waiting for this day ever since I realized those things. I'm sorry for everything. For not understanding you enough. For not being considerate enough. I should have at least asked, you know? I should have at least thought about whether we wanted the same things or not. I could have at least compromised, then maybe things would have worked out. Do you still love me? 'Cause I still love you. I really do. Never have I ever thought about dating anyone because up until now, you're still the one I see growing old with. I have never loved anyone else but you. It's always been you. Not a day passed by that I didn't think of you. That I didn't wonder how you were, what it would have been like if we were still together. I could have applied as well, you know? But yeah. I do love this town. A huge part of me didn't want to leave, 'cause this is where my heart is. But now? Well, I also realize that now, I'm finally ready to explore more of the world. Honestly, I've always wanted to. I was just scared 'cause I know this place by heart. And I was scared of leaving that comfort, and I still wanted to look after Maddie and Lily. Yeah, my parents have reassured me that they're gonna take care of my sisters. I know that. It's just that I was scared. But hey, like I said, I'm not as scared anymore. I never should have been, 'cause I had an entire world to discover. Yeah, would have. He would have been by my side. If only I didn't ruin what we had. What did you say? You're joking, right? There's no way. 5 years have passed. You went to live in an entirely different country. There's no possible way. Yeah? Well, but that's because I never left town, so I never really had the chance to go seek and meet other people. But you? You were gone for 5 years. There's no way that you're still in love with me. No, I don't think you're bluffing. Stop! I'm not blushing! Okay, okay. Maybe I am. A little. Okay? 'Cause I didn't expect you to say that. I didn't think that you still had feelings for me. I thought that you were already married, remember? Well, assumed. Okay, okay, I get it. You don't have to repeat it, 'cause I'm melting here. I'm glad to know that. I'm happy to know that we still have feelings for each other after all these years. Does this mean that we can continue where we left off? Or better yet, can we begin again? Oh my gosh, I can't believe you still remember that. You were so silly. Yeah. I guess some things never really change after all. Just like my feelings for you. I love you. I always have. And I will always love you. My one and only. You were the one who thought of that, remember? Yes, it was your idea. You're the cheesy one. Anyway, come on. It's getting late. We still have a lot of explaining to do. Yes, of course. I will have dinner at your place. After all, we still have some good news to tell our friends and family.